Blog Talk Radio.
What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him, heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him, heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Look where he brought me from. Look where he brought me from. He brought me out of darkness into the marvelous light. Look where he brought me from. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him, heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Look where he brought me from. Look where he brought me from. He brought me out of darkness into the marvelous light. Look where he brought me from. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. How are we serving him? Oh, glory to God. Romans 12 chapter tells us, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto the Lord, which is our reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our minds. And he said, if we love him, hallelujah, then we'll keep his commandments. So we want to be transformed into the image of Christ, and through that is a renewed mind, submission and obedience to his word. But you got to know what his word is, and glory to God, to recognize who he is and to submit to his will, recognize your flesh and the tactics of the enemy, because God said he'll not have us ignorant of Satan's devices. If we want to come to know him, it's going to have to know him through his word, through the Holy Spirit, and seeking him first, as the word of God says in Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God, all his righteousness, and everything else will be added. Oh, thank God for another day that he has given to us and blessed us with. It might have the same name, but it's a new day. Praise the Lord. And bless God for the new year that we embark upon. Many trials and tribulations, but he told us they will be there. Hallelujah. And told us that he'll be of good cheer because he's overcome the world. And those that have many afflictions, he said that he's delivered them out of us, out of them all. And then he says, Romans 8:28, he'll work things out for our good. Praise the Lord. With those promises, hallelujah. Not only that, he blesses and said he'll do exceedingly abundantly above more than we can think or ask. But he's still talking about obedience and commitment to him and loyalty to him and being in a place, glory to God, that we will not be covenant breakers but covenant keepers. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God. What are we doing when we think about all the great and mighty acts he has performed for us, and most of all, redeeming us back to the Father, that we can come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy? What a mighty God we serve, forgiven us for all our sins, and glory to God, and all the things that we're, glory to God, have done even as an enemy to the cross, but now we can be, glory to God, followers of him, and we decide to submit and commit ourselves to him. Oh, God, he's awesome, phenomenal. There is none like him. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, thy name shall be praised. Hallelujah. That's one thing I love about the Lord. When one system won't act up, if you have your backup, he'll still bring us up. Thank you, Jesus. What a mighty God. I want to bless the Lord for even this hour and the time that we can come in his presence, all to give thanks and glory and honor unto him. Because praise God. Just probably less than 30 minutes ago, the alarm's been going off and on, off and on in here. We have to go out in the hall of the complex. I mean, in the halls, or even in the senior building, that when the alarms are going off and then it stop, and then you end up going back out again. The last time, I don't think anybody really went back out, and so I was wondering whether we're gonna even get online, but I was willing to go down the hall and get in a little secluded area, and still yet look on my phone and say we're gonna do it that way. But so be it. That God bless. But don't be surprised if it happens again, because the other one is another. The last one's another false one, and had to wait till they turned the alarms off. So if it happens and you hear that noise, believe it or not, we're gonna take this phone and go down the hall and. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. We're still going to have prayer. But I thank God that he makes provisions and he works things out for the good, and he will get the glory. Hallelujah, bless the Lord. And even through hearing about on Saturday night, Carmelita already had called on Friday and said her friend in Greensboro said her husband had her nurse friend up there. Well, she's a nurse practitioner now. But anyway, said that her husband was had COVID, and so she was already having some more symptoms and stuff like this. Sue wasn't feeling the greatest, so but nevertheless, called Monty and myself and took the baby too, but she didn't have to be checked. But we went to urgent care on the late night, and come to find out we have definitely said I have a mild case. It's mainly coming through the sinuses and stuff like this. And you don't need to give the medication, because a lot of times they say to people, she said, the doctor said, when people have real mild cases and they give that five-day packet, it ended up making people sometimes end up in the hospital and be more sicker. So God is blessed in that. That's all that I had, a little irritation of the throat a little bit, but mainly it was just the sinuses was blocked. My head that the night before was just unable to even breathe through that part. But nevertheless, God is good. And even the medicine that they was going to give through the prayers that when I went forth and stand on the word, I didn't even have to have that up my nose. God bless. And I was able to sleep that night and even all day until 1 o'clock the next. I tell you what my God won't do. So I sound a little stuffy, but that's a blessing in the missing. And still saying Monty had something, but she really had the worst of whatever was going on a week ago before that. So the family, bless them all. Carmelita's back to work, and she's still going through a little bit in her body. So we thank God for all them prayers and the Lord's blessing. And we're here tonight, Celia, to glorify the Lord. We still continue to give him glory because he has all the answers, and he's our healer, deliverer, and whatever. And even on the one that gave me the note for, for 2 days, it still say, oh, you can go back to work on Monday. I'm like, bless, I told the CNAs or something like that, maybe Wednesday y'all can come through here, but not now. We still going to give ourselves a couple extra days. But I thank the Lord, praise God, for his blessings. And he is a marvelous, wonderful, awesome God. There is none, excuse me, none like him. Father, we bless you tonight. All right, praise God. I just want to, excuse me, let me drink some more water. I just want to glory to God, still start off on and glory to God with prayer and scripture reading. The young lady did not have it ready before you, so I don't want to have to, well, you know what, let me reach over there and get this Bible to make that devil a liar anyway, and go ahead and put our scripture out there, and get ready to get this prayer rolling in the name of Jesus, because I know God got great and mighty things still. Glory to God for us. We need to give him all the best that we have in praise, glory, and honor, and trust and faith in him, to know that no matter what, God, we trust you and stand on your word. Okay. All right, we're going to do it. Isaiah 55, it says, whoever one that thirsteth, come ye to the water, and he that hath no money, come ye buy and eat, ye, and come buy wine and milk, and without money and without price. Wherefore do ye not spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which is not satisfied not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye shall which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, and a leader and commander to the people. Oh, bless the Lord. And down to the sixth verse, seek the Lord while ye may be found, and call upon him while he is near. That's our scripture reading out of Isaiah 55:1 to 4, and then we skip to 6th verse. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we honor you tonight and give you glory for another precious day and time that you've given us to glorify and magnify your name, to uplift you, and to stand on your promise. Thank you, Lord God, for another opportunity to come in your presence and give thanksgiving and ask for forgiveness for every offense against your word. In the name of Jesus, another opportunity, glory to God, that you may be magnified in our lives as we yield our vessels, that you may, glory to God, get glory out of it. We thank you, Jesus. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. What an awesome, phenomenal God we serve. There is none like him. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, thy name shall be praised. What an awesome God we serve. Thank you, Lord God, for forgiving us for everything, glory to God, that's not pleasing in your sight, that we can come, hallelujah, boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy. Thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that we can come, hallelujah, and yield our vessels to you, and also be in a place, glory to God, to let you have free reign in us. We ask you, Lord God, to bless this night. Bless this time, this opportunity, where we can come and intercede and pray for others and pray for one another in the name of Jesus, lifting up your name. Another opportunity, glory to God, hallelujah, to put the enemy to flight as we stand on the word and stand on your promise, the knowing, glory to God, that when you said your word, when it goes out, it will not go out void. It will accomplish everything that you set it out to do. Help us, glory to God, to not to look down but look up into the hills, would come without help and walk by faith and not by sight. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So in your presence is fullness of joy. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We pray, glory to God, for those that don't know you in the part of their sins, God, that you will take out a heart of stone and put in a heart of flesh. Give them a mindset like never before to say yes to your will. Oh, God, we are praying that when you put, glory to God, your word, glory to God, in their ear for them to hear, or even if they see it, God, we are praying that they will yield to it in the name of Jesus. You are an awesome God. Oh, God, I thank you, hallelujah, that we can, glory to God, pray and intercede and stand on your word and on your promise and know that no matter what the enemy says, glory to God, all things are possible through you. We thank you, Lord God, that we can pray and intercede and believing for a change in the heart of man. No matter how hard the heart is, God know how to come in and soften it up and glory to God, bring it into a place to yield it, that they will be able to say yes to your will. God, I thank you, glory to God, hallelujah, for those that would pray and seek the face of the Lord and stand in the gap and not allow what goes on in life to keep them, glory to God, from seeking your face and walking in obedience to what your word is saying. God, we are praying, glory, for those that are in need of not only just a Savior for their hearts to be turned and changed, but those that need a healing, healing of a broken heart, healing, glory to God, for in those that are going through in their bodies, in their minds, those that are going through, glory to God, with various situations and circumstances that are calling them to yield to the temptation and yield to things that are contrary to your will. We're praying for those yokes to be destroyed, praying against, glory to God, the lies and the deception that the enemy has brought, that it will come to a place that nevertheless, glory to God, not my will, but thy will be done in the name of Jesus. For those that are in the body of Christ and start to be able to compromise and start to get caught up in the moment and caught up in the cares of this life, we're praying for those, glory, that out here that they've been challenged because of hurt and disappointments and all kinds of things, or because of the pain, because of the not having jobs or losing homes or losing marriages or losing children or losing relationships or just losing, glory to God, in life to make it look like there's no way out. This look like hardship. Oh, sickness and disease, devil, you are a liar, the blood of Jesus, you're the same liar that's been from the beginning, and glory to God, still, and it's going to be till the ending. But the God that we serve, hallelujah, glory to God, can change all of that, to put the trust and faith in. But God, when they don't know you, God, we can stand in the gap. That's the power of prayer, praying them strongholds down, praying those lies down, praying, glory to God, that spirit of deception down, praying, glory, about their oppression and all the spirit, glory, that caused them to have a crutch through drugs and alcohol and illicit sex or turning to homosexual acts or coming, glory to God, in that practice of greed and stepping on people and crabbing the bucket and busybody, sowing discords and causing that tongue to slice and dice like somebody would have had a sword and dice somebody up, or use the bullets, glory to God. Oh, the tongue, glory to God, be as harm is somebody shooting a gun and tearing the heart out. God, Isha Kondo, Leando, Rene, Setea. We are praying for a change in the heart of man in the name of Jesus, and especially in the body of Christ, that we can be the wounded healer, the ones that you're calling for in these last days to make a difference. You told us to pray and pray without ceasing, making a difference, glory to God, through the life that we are living, not to be a lip service people, teaching the word, walking, glory to God, before people with a image, glory to God, of masquerading, and then behind the scenes, all kinds of ugly things are transpiring. That's just looking at a vessel from the outside, just like looking at a book. You can't judge the book by its cover. It can present one thing and sound one thing and come to find out all inside that book was not what you thought it was going to be. Same thing with the vessels of people when they perpetrate the fraud in the name of Jesus. But one thing you said in your word, hallelujah, you're going to know the tree by the fruit it bears. Eventually, in the name of Jesus, you gave us discernment as well. But there will be things that will come up and show up, hallelujah, to let know this is a perpetrator. This one right here is a false prophet. This one here is a liar. God, but sometimes it takes a little bit, but most of the time if we would get in a place, now it would be all the time, but it's sometimes for some that won't be still enough to wait on God for him to show up to find out what this is. Even for people that want a mate and waiting on God to bless them, sometimes they can't bless, got the hot pants in the name of Jesus, or better than marriage and burn. We want to use those scriptures. Sometimes you'll be burning anyway after you get it. If they get it and they hit it and then they quit it and you can't get no more of it, oh yeah, you're going to be burning and it can be laying right there by you and can't get it. So we got to learn. And then on the other side of that, even if you are getting it and getting bruised and beat up and black eyes and cross-eyed and whatever, glory to God, and go even glory to God, be able to have a bit of peace. All you got to be worried about is over here in this hole and in this house and in this whatever. Oh, God, help us, glory to God, and not going to the jailhouse looking for a mate. Oh, God, what is going on with the saints? Oh, bless the Lord. Oh, can't wait on the Lord. He said, he that findeth a wife findeth a good thing. The women now, the females, are trying to find their own good thing. Hallelujah. And some of the good thing is nobody got anything. Oh, the blessing britches. Oh, some of the things nobody got, even the skirt tails. And sometimes you can't even tell what that is now, because everything want to wear a skirt in some areas, in some places. Father, I'm praying for against the spirit of homosexual and over to God and lesbianist and all kind of spirit. And they want to say gay. Well, they're not as happy as they say they're gay, because they go around going through the same challenges of jealousy and envy and whatever, and fighting and beating and whatever, and this is mine and all that. Oh, my God. Oh, and then sometimes the ones are turning back on glory to God, what they was, and now going back to what they were. Oh, like a dog to his vomit. Lord, I'm praying for some deliverance and awakening for the deception and the lies that the enemy is telling and all the things he's perpetrating and saying, that we see it in the eye gates of our youth and on the phone, I mean on the telephone, on the television, or in their eyesight every day in their homes, and causing even our little ones in elementary, oh, glory to God, trying to find their identity. Oh, the manipulating spirits and the spirits that we are seeing coming across, glory to God, the television and the chat room and all the other places, glory to God, they can be able to see a vision of all of our athletes and some of our movie stars now that they're looked up to. Now they're in movies and different things and insinuating that this is the norm. This is the norm, two mommies, two daddies. Oh, we're going to adopt this child here. Oh, God, and when we look, most of the time they're showing more men than our women, because the man's carrying the seed. Oh, glory to God. So we're going to adopt, because we know they can't produce nothing. Ha, both shall I ban the man and woman to woman. So let's get a child. And sometimes they get the child cooking in heterosexual families that, glory to God, or really would be a good home for a child. Oh, my Lord, look at the lies that the enemy is saying. Oh, God, in the time that we're in, how people are bickering and so mean and so evil. In other words, glory to God, our families. Oh, look how our families are torn apart, how people of families are not like it used to be, and how marriages are falling apart and the children and parents against one another. You said these things were happening in the last days. You warned us about the things that come, but you still said pray. You still said be a witness. We got to be on our job and work while it's day, because when night comes, no man can work. We got to reach who we can reach and not allow, glory, what we see on the media, and not twist what God has already said in his word and get nonchalant. We got to be on our post. So, God, we are praying like never before. Even when the enemy attacked these bodies, God is our healer and our deliverer. Some may have to go through longer than others. God may use us to be a blessing and healing and deliverance, may transmit through our gifting that God given us. It is him that's doing it, and we still may have to wait on ours. Nevertheless, be about the kingdom. Can I trust you? Can I trust you with my anointing? Can I trust you with my word? Can I trust you to lead my people? Oh, Sheba. Oh, Robokonda, Rebeke Shitara. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Can I trust you? Oh, glory, whether you sit down and complain and murmur, or will you get up and move and do what I called you to do, or I ordained you to do so in the name of Jesus. He said, be faithful over a few things, and I'll make you rule over much. God, we are praying like never before for the sleeping giant to wake up in the name of Jesus. So much we're asking the Lord to move. What are we doing? Oh, like Kennedy said one time, oh, not ask what my country can do for me, what can I do for my country? What can I do for my Lord? Hallelujah. He said, faith without works is dead. Not just sit there and give me, and I know he said he'll do it. It's not a sugar daddy. Oh, glory to God. Oh, Santa Claus. Oh, my God. But I thank you, Lord. And many times he answered before we had called, but he know how to bless us, glory to God, and answer and do some things before we even ask, that exceedingly abundantly above. Hallelujah. When he know his people or submitting himself, his children, his servants, glory to God, or being servants, or being humble, being obedient, striving with all they know how, even in the midst of falling down or stumbling sometimes, but running to the rock that's higher than us, glory to God, which is Jesus Christ. Oh, glory, I'm repenting. And 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all our righteousness. You said in John, if we abide in you and your word abide in us, we can ask what we will and it shall be done. Look unto the hills which cometh your help, knowing that the help coming from the Lord. Do we know who our helper is? Sometimes, glory to God, hallelujah, we know what the word says, but do we know the author? Hallelujah. And he already told him the word is not for for no private interpretation, which men are trying to make it work. It's like they try to put a puzzle together, and that puzzle piece looks like that piece, but it don't fit because it's really not. But we cannot do that with the word. We can try it all we want to. At the end of the day, what God says is what's going to be law in the name of Jesus. Ah, oh, help us not to get caught up in the deception of the enemy on our flesh that have these desires. You said when we delight, when we delight, when we delight in you, we'll get the desires of our heart. Not because we have a desire that you're going to bless it. Oh, God, we know that the enemy hears what God is saying, how he want to bless us and use us. Oh, but nevertheless, he tremble at the name of Jesus. But that don't stop him. Hallelujah. Oh, in the name of Jesus. And if he knew that what Jesus was accomplished for his death and resurrection, he would have not let him went to the cross or went to the grave. Ha! Huh? Oh, but he thought it was over. But look at God. So we got to know in our winter season, glory to God, all the budding of the trees is going to happen again. God's going to turn around. Spring is coming. We just got to trust and wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and he'll strengthen our heart according, glory to God. Psalms 27:14. Oh, God, I bless you as we learn to lean on you and not our own understanding, and trusting in you and allowing you to direct our path. God, help us not to just preach and prophesy and proper lie. Help us to get to a when that word will get so deep down in us, hallelujah, that when stuff come in like the flood of the enemy sitting stuff, you'll raise up a center. You'll have something to work with, because we can't go to the bank and withdraw $100 or $10 or $1,500 or $2,000. Well, if you don't have it in there, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. How we expect to withdraw so much from God. We don't put no prayer in, but every once in a while. Don't put no time in seeking his face or studying his word. No time in walking in obedience and submission to him. But every once in a while, oh, Christ of the crisis. Oh, but when we got a problem, we can seek it. We can find those people that we need to pray and touch and agree and bind and loose. Oh, and soon it's all over with again. Back to, glory, that business as usual. Oh, God, we want to be transformed and want to see some God, want to see changes in us, and being, glory to God, where we can be able to reach in and glory to God and uplift others and being able to be a vessel that they can transfer, their lives can be transformed, glory to God, because of a witness and a light, glory to God, we're shining. Oh, we might be the only Bible somebody reading. What are they reading? And we're not talking about the psychic either. Oh, what if you're living a life that I'm watching you that makes a difference, glory to God, from all that I'm going through, everything else that I see. Oh, God, I pray like never before as we continue to lift up our sisters and brothers in Christ. You said esteem them more highly than ourselves, and never think more highly of ourselves than we ought to. In the name of Jesus, we pray for our leaders. We pray, glory to God, for those that try all they know how to walk upright and being transparent and lifting up the name of the Lord and doing what God requires. God, strengthen them, encourage them, help them to stay on the path of righteousness. Let them be in a place, God, that they continue to seek out your face to lead your people in the name of Jesus. And they won't be freeze-dried and microwaved to somebody else anointing just to try to get rich quick or try to get, glory, that recognition of trying to get the biggest emphasis or the biggest, or glory to God, transportation of whatever to be recognized. But Lord, let them, glory to God, be in a place that they will be true shepherds after the Lord. And even in this fivefold ministry, even us as believers every day, God, help us to be more faithful to you and have a praise in on our lips in spite of God. And we build ourselves up in our most holy faith when we do have these sickness or something comes up, glory to God, in our lives or crisis come up. We'll be able, glory to God, when it looks like we can't say anything else but Jesus, 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 help, hallelujah, glory. Oh, my God. One or two words sometimes can be able to transform and change things because the relationship we done had with you. They know, glory to God, they know that there's a faithful servant, a trying to do what God requires of us in the name of Jesus. God, help us like never before. That we can be that. I can, Psalms 34, I can bless the Lord. I will bless the Lord. It won't be that we preach it, we prophesy, we teach it, and we run the scriptures and the reference, and we have the rhema of the logos and whatever. What are we living? Hallelujah. Make the difference. So when the trial do come and the rubber do meet the road, are we going to still be able to say Jesus? Are we still going to say bless the Lord? Are we going to be fussing and cussing, talking about, well, he just pushed me to the point. It ought to not be coming out of our mouth that we had to cuss. What profits us going to got to cuss? What did it do to glorify the Lord? What purpose did it serve for somebody to look at you and say, you know, different than me? I know you was going to break down sometime or another. Oh, God, when God know my heart, he said, deceitfully wicked. Who can know it? How many times we've seen in the word that something, glory to God, had to just, or either, even on our daily basis when we get to that point to really let God have this way. We got to make sure we're cleansing this heart and making sure, glory to God, where our treasure is, that's where our heart is. Or with the rust and the, oh my God, Lord, we, it's not enough to learn this word. We got to get it in our spirit, man. Glory to God, because the Lord can just be a letter. I can go to class and learn scriptures. I can go to class, glory to God, and take a Bible class in college and whatever like this and don't have a heart, glory to God, to do any different. Oh, but we got to get the letter and go out that word of the anointing and get it in our spirit. So when the enemy comes in, oh, that standard will be raised up. God, I'm praying like never before there'll be a change so that we can be able to use these gifts that God's given. We'll see healings, cancer drying up, all heart attacks cease and glory to God. And even when it does happen, God bless and open up those arteries and veins and whatever like this. And we are praying, glory to God, that God will bless and bind up the works of the enemy, that we'll be able to use that and command the enemy, glory to God, to loose his hold and it all can the kidneys will be functioning again, the bladders and so forth like this, and prostate cancer will be dried up in the name of Jesus, breast cancer and all arthritis, bursitis, and every kind of ache that is that come up against the body. Or that we'll be able to, all blinded eyes open, or the spiritual, natural, and the physical, all open the ears of the deaf in the name of all those that are confused and full of chaos, and other ones, glory to God, they have the dementia, and other ones, glory to God, that's saying they got all these other issues of mental challenges. Or the word, the power, the anointing, and bind and loose. Or we'll be able to lay hands on the sick and they'll recover. And even, glory to God, when we're not to lay hands just to send a word, glory, as you said, you sent your word to heal. That word that we have sent out, glory, all around the nation, the globe, or this state to state, on the phone, on the internet, on the telephone, glory to God, sending an email or however, that power of that anointing can destroy the yokes by the time it reach whoever needs to reach. A lot of prayers going to reach places that we'll never go in lifetimes. In 10,000 lifetimes. God help us like never before. Put our trust in you and trust you when we can't trace you. Even when the sick is among us, God, help us to know that we have power and authority to bind and loose. Thank you, Lord God, for what we have seen and witnessed and what you are doing, raising people from the dead. Even when people are saying, oh, this is the doctor saying this is it and whatever, and a doom, glory to God, is over. God bless and turn it around, and fear loosens itself and sickness loosens itself, glory to God, offer them all caught by the power of the word in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you for the encouragement when people are at their lowest and feel like they want to end it all. The power of the anointing will send somebody or send his word or put a quickening in the spirit or either a dream or come or whatever. Oh, God has a way. And then sometimes God just allows some things to appear. Oh, glory to God. And end up finding themselves helping somebody else and God bring them out of what they were in. God is so awesome. It's so phenomenal. Ooh, Sheba. Nobody like him. What an awesome God. Oh, Shea. Glory to God. We keep lifting Jesus up and keep standing on his word, glory to God, even in the midst, as we lift him up, he'll draw all men. But not only that, many times we can get our healing and our deliverance and our encouragement and the answer to whatever we've been seeking the Lord. Even when we've been downtrodden, he know how to come in and breathe on us and breathe life. He can bring water out of a rock, hallelujah, in a desert. Oh, my Lord, what an awesome God. Oh, when everybody, glory to God, seen him and turned their back and been betrayed and been, glory to God, ostracized and criticized and, oh, glory to God, being rejected, and just being hurt in so many ways. He came to bind the broken heart and set the captive free. He went through all of that so we can go through it. Then he sent us a comforter. We got to learn how to let the Holy Spirit do his job, the paraclete, to do his job for the comfort, the encouragement, to stop running to everything and everybody, hallelujah, looking for substitutes instead of just right there on board. He's right there on board. He's right there on board to remember inwardly, hallelujah, to call on him. Oh, God, I thank you for the power of the anointing of your word, and your word destroys yokes. Help us not to look for no vain glory, and help us not to look over to God for no ulterior motive. For doing things and trying to use excuses why I did that, why I said that. This flesh got to die more so the glory of God can be manifest. God, I thank you again for these prayer warriors, all these women and men of God, hallelujah, that come on a weekly basis, glory to God, and sometimes a couple times a week just to pray. But not only that, when they're praying in their homes, but by the time they get on the phone, that anointing is just, glory to God, connecting, because they have been in God's presence throughout the day, sometime another, some out the week, sometime another, so because that life that they're living, trying to live, we might be short every once in a while here and there, but when you know, glory to God, Somebody is living a life, and you know their character is all about trying to live a life across with something to veer off the path a little bit. Something got to be heavy going on the other side. That's why we can't judge by what we hear. We got to pray one for another. That's out of her character for her to act like that. That's out of his character. Something got to be. God, let me pray. Let me bind the hand of this enemy. Let me loose, glory to God, whatever. So whatever this enemy trying to trap a snare and plot and plan schemes against my sister or my brother, oh, let me go in prayer first. In the name of Jesus. Oh, sometimes we might hurt some things that might have been said then, but in the meantime, let us step back. Wait a minute. Let's time to do warfare because the devil is alive. He's not going to divide the house. He's not going to destroy, hallelujah, the anointing of what God has in the name of Jesus. God, I'm praying more for families the same way, for ministries the same way, for business the same way, and for glory to God, for friendships and what God has placed and joined together, even in marriages. Oh, God, we need to pray and bind and loose because the enemy is all about dividing. Divide and conquer. All glory to God in the name of Jesus. He's all about dividing and conquering. Help us to know that we are more than a conqueror, and we can put him to flight and do great and mighty exploits for the Lord. Hallelujah. A force to be reckoned with. So we are praying more and more. Help us to be in place, to be in position, to carry out the assignment that God has for our lives. And help us, glory to God, not let doubt, fear, unbelief, and all kind of other things take us off course, but let's not open doors for any. He's standing at the door and knocking. Help us open the door. Let him come in. Don't let discouragement and so forth and what things people said and did and anger. You said we can be angry, but said not, and you told us not to get caught up, glory to God, in genealogies and all kind of foolish questions here and there. Help us to hear, glory to God, what the Spirit of the Lord has to say and use wisdom and let God lead us by the Holy Spirit and let us be able to discern and ask for wisdom if we need it, glory to God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you're such an awesome God. You're going to put everything in this word that we need in our homes, in our jobs, wherever this may be, whatever the circumstances, the business, anything, glory to God, that is going on in this earth. You've already got it in your word, and you've already sent examples when people were submitted and obedient, and when people rebelled and what they went through and what they came out, and those, glory to God, hallelujah, that consistently continued in the faith. Lord, help us. Oh, whatever it may be, help us to forgive and walk in love and help us to search ourselves. Sometimes we may have to go back and look. Is this still something in our past? Is this still something that's lingering? Is it some things that we still, glory to God, holding on and our defense mechanism because how I was hurt? Oh, he is that healer, and he wants us healed and whole so the enemy will have nothing he can come after us with to use to have us in bondage. Oh, God, I bless you today. The more and more each day that we yield our vessels that you may get the glory and keep a forgiving heart. Lord, I thank you for divine connection. Thank you for every vessel. Thank you for the anointing. And pray, glory to God, that you continue to use us for your glory. Oh, God, we love you today. Thank you for the provision made for the food, the clothing, and the shelter. Thank you for touching Israel and working this situation out over the seas. We know all things. It's heartbreaking to hear the things that we hear, things that are going on in Ukraine, and even on our streets right here in this United States with the guns and our youth, glory to God, being murdered and killed, and they're killing up genocide and whatever like this and all the other stuff where he's trying to take us out, take them out in the name of Jesus. But God, we are praying that you're going to raise up a people that will obey. And even in the midst of these wars and storms and everything that's going on, we know you know all things, but you told us to pray. We're believing for a change. We're believing, glory to God, for some things to turn around. We're believing for our youth to be raised up, and many of them that already given their life, that they will stay in Christ and won't hunger for more, that we'll shelter them and cover them under the blood. But even those that the enemy has not loosed his hold off of, God, we're praying for glory, God, against their destruction of the enemy wants to destroy them. Open up their eyes and their ears that they may be able to hear. Take out off, glory to God, that Pied Piper spirit that's, glory to God, oppressing somebody that are doing things like, glory to God, they're controlled by some evil force, which we do know it is. But God, we are praying, glory to God, give them a heart after you, that they'll get saved and that they'll change their hearts and minds and they'll be used for your kingdom. Oh, God, we just thank you so much for all that you do. And we pray, glory to God, for you to bless in these marriages and these relationships and even go out in the body of Christ. Pray for our president and vice president. Pray, glory to God, that you will set in office who you will have. Help us to wake up and do what we need to do in our prayers and even in the faith and works Glory to God, even what we need to do in the voting. God, because we can sit and talk all we want to, we still got to get up and do some things. So, God, we are praying against the septic spirit that got so many, even in the body of Christ, as well as whatever, are going along with things that you know when people are in leadership and they're doing contrary to bring destruction and things that are wrong. Where is the sleeping? Where are they sleeping and recognizing and got so caught up in the flesh and feelings and just the good old boys that you can't even see the enemy just laughing. You going along with knowing all the time that I already showed you who I am. God, we just praying, glory out in every situation, not only in leadership of our country, but even people that are every day when we know things are not right in people, not to go along with it. Don't sit here and die. Hallelujah, like the leper says. But glory to God, I'm praying like never before that you will move in a miraculous way. Thank you for all that you do every day, for the food, the clothing, the shelter. Thank you for our healings. Thank you for deliverance. Thank you for even when we go in and out the various places and even in our homes, your angels being encamped and blood covering. Praying for those, glory to God, that don't have any other means of help, glory to God. God, we are praying that you will bless and restore and put some people in their path. We are thanking you so much. And we give you glory. We bind you up, Satan, all your cause, every set up, trap, plot, plan, scheme, untimely death, sickness, and disease, every set up, trap, plot, plan of things that you're trying to keep even from this ministry or other ministries or the women and men of God to do what God called praying for these marriages and relationships, praying for those that are grieving right now for loved ones and friends and whoever else. Heal, God, in the name of Jesus through death. Oh, God, we are praying for even those that are grieving because they have lost so much and they don't have no place to go. Oh, we are praying for restoring and praying, glory to God, for provisions to be made in the name of Jesus. Comfort to our families and even this COVID that's come up against Mother McCormick. Thank you for bringing her through that and pray, glory to God, for our families bringing this through. Thank you, Lord God, for this thing of light. Glory to God, that it's been of you, God, moving in the name of Jesus. You are so wonderful, God, and all of those that are going through. Thank you for bringing Teresa, glory to God, from that thyroid surgery, God, and healing her. And thank you, Lord God, for blessing all of our families and loved ones and church family and seed and children and great-grands and whatever. Thank you for touching little Zaire, too, as well. All that you do, we give praise and glory to in Jesus' name. And thank you for our prophet, too, as well, God, as you continue to bless her and use her for your glory. Thank you for Apostle Burton as well, the apostle. Lord, we thank you for healing and encouraging and building them in the words you placed in them. And as we thank you again for Blog Talk Radio, Divine Connection, for these faithful blessings that go over that come on and speak and decree and declare and pray and bind and loose. Oh, God, manifest all the healings continues in their bodies and provisions, too, as well. And the financial blessing, the spiritual blessings, and debt cancellation. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. We bless God as we loose the blessings of the Lord. And pray for Pastor Betty, too, as well, and our family, even with, glory to God, the memorial that was for my brother this weekend. And even some of us had to do it on Zoom and others that were there. So the ones from New York and cross country, California, wherever, all they were here, glory to God, and those that was there in Carolina that was there, we thank the Lord for it, and we thank the Lord as we believe the ones for this Friday for their grandmother in D.C. God bless, and even for the traveling mercy for all of those. Pray healers and praying for family, praying for deliverance in Jesus' name too as well. We thank God. He is worthy of the praise. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to look now because I have to use it on my phone because I have to see the tablet. So I see Mother Alexander already here. Let me see if the pastor here, Pastor Bird. Then we'll go back to Mother Pastor Sims and Mother McCormick. So we're going to go in that order. So again, when I open the lines up, it's going to be Mother Alexander, Mother Willette, Pastor Bird, the prophet. Mother Willette, I'm going to let Pastor Bird go before you. So it's going to be Mother Alexander's last time. Mother Alexander, Prophet Bird, Mother Willette, Pastor Pastor Sims, Mother McCormick, and then we'll take it from that. Amen, amen. All righty, then, the lines are open. We're going to go ahead and take those women of God now, too. And I'll check and see if our brother tonight, we're going to be praying for him continuously, Brother Black. Amen. Well, he's not on, but we'll be praying for him. Amen. Bless God. All right, ladies, the Lord say the same.
Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Lord, we thank you, we praise you, we glorify you and you alone, Heavenly Father. Thank you for mercy and grace in our lives, Lord. Thank you for being the Lord that deliver, Lord God. We pray for our homes, Lord God, that you continue to keep a hedge around our homes, Father God. Pray for our grands and our great-grands, Heavenly Father, for our sons and daughters, Lord Jesus. Father, your word tell us, Lord, if we pray. So we know prayer is the key for all things, Heavenly Father, no matter what they look like. We're standing on the promises. We claim victory in every area. Because you are the God that heal and you are the God that deliver. Nothing is too hard for you to do, Lord. You tell us in your word, Lord God, if we pray. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we know prayer is the key for all things. No matter what it looks like, we know prayer is the key. And, Lord, we thank you so much, Father God. Thank you for being our deliverer, Lord God. Thank you for being our provider, Lord God. Because without you, Heavenly Father, we are lost. And, Lord, we're so thankful that you are the head of our life. Because, Father God, we are so loud to you, Lord. There is none like you, Heavenly Father. And we just want to give you glory and give you praise today, Lord God. Continue to bless the fatherless sons, O God, and continue to keep them, Father God. Lord, you promise in your word, and we're standing on those promises. You execute judgment for the fatherless. You are the only one that can take care of those fatherless sons, O God, because we know you said it and we can believe it. That you execute judgment for them. No matter what it looks like, Lord God, we know you take care of the fatherless sons. And we know you take care of the widows, Lord. Just help us to stand faithful and knowing that if you said it, that's all finished. That's it. Believe you. Receive your word and stand faithful no matter what goes on. Stand faithful knowing that you have it in your hands. And, Lord, we give you glory and we give you praise. Lord, we pray for those that is in authority, Heavenly Father. Continue to bless our president and our vice president, Lord God. Oh, Father God, you see everything, Heavenly Father. Nothing is hidden from you. But we ask you, Lord, to strengthen them, Lord, that they will stand. Father, you see it before anybody else does. You see what's going on. So all we do is come to you and we ask you, Lord God, to have mercy on the situation that's going on in this world today. Help us to stand faithful, Lord, and to remember that you see all things. Nothing is hidden from you. Lord, we thank you for being so good to us, Heavenly Father, because you're the one that put food on our tables, Lord. Shelter over our heads, Lord. No one else but you, Father God. And in the name of Jesus, we just thanking you for this, Lord God. Thanking you for never leaving us, not forsake us. You said in your word, cast all our cares on you. And Lord, we bring every family member before you, Lord God, and ask you, Heavenly Father, to have mercy, Lord God. Continue to guide them, Father God. Because, Lord, there is nothing impossible that you cannot do. All things is possible for you, Lord God. But you tell us, Lord, pray. And we know that prayer is the key, Father God. Continue to bless our sisters, Lord God. Those that is having a very hard time in the cold time, Lord God. But we know that, Lord, your word tells us if we pray. So, Lord, we pray for a change in those that out there in the weather, Lord God. Change their mind, Father God. Bring them in to know that you already make a way. Help them to remember, Lord, that Jesus Christ is the only way. And, Lord God, we know that your word tells us if we pray, there got to be a change in the mind. And, Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for having mercy on them, Lord God. Those that the enemy is playing games with the mind, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you, Heavenly Father, to renew the mind, Lord God. Help them to come to know that you have never forsaken them. Because your word tells us, Lord, if we pray. So, Lord, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus to touch their mind, Lord God. And let them know that you have never forsaken them. You're still the same God that when our forefather cry out, you hear him. You're still hearing us today. Nothing is changed, Lord. And, Lord, we're so thankful to you, Lord God. We thank you for strengthening our sons and daughters, Lord. We thank you for bringing them through all things, Heavenly Father. They will continue to stand strong, knowing that you are the deliverer, Lord. You are the healer. You are the provider. No matter what it looks like, we stand faithful and pray out, cry out to you, Lord God, because nothing is too hard for you to do for our sons and daughters. And, Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you for each and every one of us on the prayer line, Lord God, that you keep us. No matter what come against us, you keep us, Lord, because we're standing on the promises. We know that your word tells us, Lord God, above all, you want us to be in good health. So, Lord, we bind the works of the enemy that come against the body. We bind it up and we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. Because we know your word is true, Heavenly Father. You said it, we believe it, Lord God. No sickness shall have authority over your word, Lord God. If you said it, Lord God, we must stand faithful and believe that you are the ultimate healer, Heavenly Father. And, Lord, I believe, Lord God, that you will never forsake us, Father God. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for being so good to us, Lord God. Thank you for being the Lord of each and every one of us' life on this prayer line, Lord God. And we continue to stand faithful, Lord God. And, Lord, we thank you for what you're doing for the head of the prayer line, Lord. Continue to bless that pastor, Lord God. Continue to keep our standing strong, Lord, because we know you can do it all, Heavenly Father. And, Lord, we're touching an agreement that you already done it. In Jesus' name, Lord God, we claim victory, Lord God, victory, Lord, because you gave us the authority and the dominion here on earth. You gave us power, Lord, to move mountains, Father God. Help us to know that what you did is stand forever. And thank Jesus for being our deliverer and our provider. Help us, Lord, to know that you don't make mistakes. If you said it, Lord, help us to stand faithful in it, knowing that we have authority and dominion here on earth to change things because you gave it to us, Father. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord. Thank you for your mercy and your grace in each and every one of our life, Lord God. Thank you, Heavenly Father. These things we ask of you, Father God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, we do honor you. We praise you. We give you glory as we approach your throne of grace tonight. God, help us to know, Father God, that you've already told us and said in the word that in these last days, Father God, we're going to encounter all kinds of spirits. But help us to know, Father, that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places, rule of the darkness of this world. Therefore, help us, God, to take upon ourselves the whole armor of God, that we may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, standing therefore, having our loins girt about with truth, your word, God, your word is truth, dear God, and it contains all the weapons of our warfare, which are not carnal but mighty through God for the pulling down of strongholds. Therefore, God, we put on the breastplate of righteousness, which is faith and love. Our feet are shod with the preparation of gospel of peace. In Christ Jesus, we have peace, and we pursue peace with all men. We thank you, God, now as we take the shield of faith, wherewith we are able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, the helmet of salvation, holding the thoughts, feelings, and purposes of God's heart, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. In face of all these trials and tribulations and everything that's happening now, God, we cut to pieces the snares of the enemy by speaking the word of God. For greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. So help us, Father God, not to get caught up into all the chaos and all of the hype in this time. Because, God, we're going to stand on your promises without wavering. We walk by faith and not by sight. We call those things that be not as if they were. So, God, when we're looking at these things that's unbecoming of you, what the world is doing, God, is going in a different way than what your words say. Help us not to be alarmed. Help us not to walk in fear. But help us, God, just to pray your word, Father God, and believe that because you said it, it shall come to pass. Help us to stand on the word, God, and let that word be our testimony. Let that word, Father God, just be that fence all around us, God, because you got us in a place, dear God, of protection. And all of these things that's going on, God, help us that we're going to rise above them in the name of Jesus. God, in the midst of high cost, we're going to always have what we need. Hallelujah. Every need that we have going to be met in you. That's our assurance, God. And in where of all of these diseases, even in COVID, God, that's raising back up, we're going to stand on your word and we believe, God, we're going to walk in good health. We believe that we are healed by your stripes. We believe, Father God, that we will be healed in Jesus' name because you've already paid that price with the stripes that was upon you. Help us to stand in those truths, dear God, in Jesus' name. Even when the children, God, are going astray and walking their own way and doing their own things, help us to stand on that word, God, that you said the prayers of the righteous avail much. So help us to continue to pray and not just get hung up on what we say, dear God, because we're going to stand on your promises and stand on your word now, God, in Jesus' name. Father, we know that being in this world, we're not of it, but because we are here, God, some things are going to hit us. We're going to have sickness and disease and death in our family like everybody else. But God, we know that you are a way of escape. We know, Father God, that you will not take us through anything, God, that you are not going to walk through with that with us, being right there with us. So help us, God, that as these things come, that we can run into something higher than we are. God, that you are our Savior, you are our Redeemer, you are our Healer, God, and that you're going to take care of us in the name of Jesus. So, Father, as I come in agreement with every word that has gone out tonight, every prayer, God, that have been said, you said where two or three gather together, touching and agreeing on any one thing, it shall come to pass. So, God, we're believing you. God, that word has already come forth and you are already working it out. So, God, I lift up my family to you tonight. I lift up my sisters to you. God, I pray in the name of Jesus as they walk through another phase of life, God. We're getting older and our lives are changing. I pray in the name of Jesus that you, God, just be that hedge of protection around them, that you keep them in a sound mind. I pray in the name of Jesus, God, that the sickness and diseases that have come upon them, God, that you already know about it and you are with them through all of the struggles. I thank you for their children and their children's children who are standing in the gap now, Father God, for those that are there with them to keep them, protect them, and even just getting them up out of bed, Father God, has come upon them, but you're still God. And God, we know that they're in your hands. So God, I just want to thank you for my sisters. I want to thank you for their children and their children's children all the way down to the 50th, 50th, 100th generation, 1,000th generation, God. I want to thank you that they are blessed. And most of all, I want to thank you, Father God, that they know who you are. I want to thank you, God, for those that are saved. I want to thank you for those that are not, that they will walk in the truth, God, of who you are and give their lives to you. I want to thank you, God, for those that's recently, God, hallelujah, declared you to be Lord of Lords and King of Kings. So, Father, I want to thank you for their lives now in Jesus' name. And thank you that every need we need is met in you, Father God, nothing missing and nothing broken. And, Father God, I want to thank you for what you're working out in the background, some things that we can't even see now. But, God, I believe because we pray, because we stand fast, God, that you are working some things out. Because you said in your word, is my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways and seek my face. Then would I hear from heaven and I would heal their land. So, God, we're going to stand on that truth regardless of what it looked like or what we hear. I pray, God, for the body of Christ. I pray for those, Father God, that's in high position. And some of them, God, that people are sending out falsehoods about them or telling lies about them. There are some lies that have been told, Father God, that they are running the reputation of those that you have placed above us. But, Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, God, that you would come in and that you would cover them with the blood of Jesus, from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. But God, if there are some things that they're doing that they shouldn't be doing, I am praying, Father God, that they will not deceive the people and that the covers will be pulled in Jesus' name. Because God, we need you like never before. Because you said in these last days there would be a falling away. But God, we are praying for the church to be strong. We're praying for the church that during this time, Father God, that they will be that place of safety, that they will be that place that the people can run to, Father God, and be saved in the name of Jesus. So, God, we cover them now with prayers, and we bless them in the name of Jesus. And, Father God, we do pray for our sisters and brothers all over this world, God, especially Israel, as they go through this time of war, rumors of war and death and destruction. God, that you be with them. Because, God, they are your chosen people, and they will not be destroyed. But, God, we're praying for all of those families who've lost loved ones and all the resources, God, that they've lost in the midst of this. I pray in the name of Jesus that you will be with them. I pray that they will remain strong, Father God. And I pray that the other nations will come in and be their allies now, God, in Jesus' name. Because, God, we know that Israel will always stand, Father God, in Jesus' name. So help us not to be alarmed, God, but help us just to pray without ceasing. Because all of these things have to come forth, hallelujah, before the return of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So, Father, we do honor you tonight, and we thank and praise you as we pray for each individual on this line tonight and their children, their family, cousins, whoever they are. God, that they will all come into the knowledge of who you are, God, in the name of Jesus. Bless each household that they have everything they need, dear God, in the precious name of Jesus. And we do, Father, we pray for Pastor BJ and her family, God, as they walk through this illness now in Jesus' name, that you will touch, you will heal, you will set free, Father God, in the precious name of Jesus, so that they can go about their normal lives now, God, in Jesus' name. Protect them, Father God, and keep them shielded in the precious name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you for hearing us tonight. We just thank you for being in our midst. We thank you, Father God, for hearing our prayers. And we believe because you've heard us, God, that you're going to answer us. So we love you, we praise you, we honor you, and we give you glory. And we're going to stand on your word. We're going to walk by faith and not by sight, regardless of what it looks like. And we thank you, Father God, that you're going to keep us healed and whole and every need being met. And it's all in the precious name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Truly, we come before your presence, Father, as humble as we know how. We are thanking you just for being the I am that I am. You are our Father God, which art in heaven. Hallowed be your name. Heavenly Father, I thank you for being so good to us. I thank you for your mercy, your goodness, your grace, hallelujah, your strength, your healing. Glory be to God. I thank you. You are El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one, Jehovah Jireh, our provider, Jehovah Rapha, our healer. You are Jehovah Shema, our peace. Glory be to God. Jehovah Shalom. Glory be to God. You are Jehovah Shema, our God that's always present, and Jehovah Shalom, God, our peace. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for your mercy. I thank you for gathering us again, Lord God, to intercede, to come before your presence with bowed head and humble hand, and we pray clean hands and a pure heart in Christ Jesus' name with no unforgiveness in our hearts. We pray if we've sinned and fallen short of your glory, forgive us for our sins and blot out our transgression. Cleanse us of our iniquities, Lord God. And as David said, create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit in us. Lord God, we don't want anything getting in the way of your answering prayers that are needed, Lord God, so much needed on today in Jesus' name. But I thank you for being a good God. I thank you, Lord God, that you are yet for us. Glory be to God. I thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, for what your word says in Matthew 7:7. You said, ask, and it will be given to you. Ask, and you shall receive. Glory be to God. So we're putting our minds and our heart and having a mind like Christ. Hallelujah. And when I read that, Matthew 7:7, ask, and it will be given to you. And I like to say it will, you shall receive it. Glory be to God. If you ask, believing that you receive, you can get it. Glory be to God if it's according to Father's divine will, purpose, and plan for your life, if it's according to his word. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Yes, you can get it. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And I thank and praise God for John 14:14 that says, hallelujah, glory be to God. And I'm going to turn to that because I wanted to read that. Hallelujah. I got it already bookmarked in my Bible. John 14:14 says, if you ask anything, and this is in red, which means Jesus is speaking, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Hallelujah. He said, ask and you shall receive. If you ask anything in my name, Jesus says, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. And we can take you at your word, Lord. Thank you so much, Heavenly Father, hallelujah, for the power of your word. And we're praying to you. I'm touching and agreeing with my sisters that have already prayed, Minister BJ and Sister Alexander, Prophet Bird. Glory be to God. I touch and agree with the prayers. You said in Matthew 18:18, praise God, hallelujah, 2 or 3, touching here on earth, ask anything, it will be done unto them. Hallelujah. We're touching and agreeing. I know you're in the midst of us, even though we're on a phone line. Our prayers are reaching the throne room of God. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. We can pray, believing that we receive and have just what we ask for you because we're asking in accordance with your word. And I pray, Lord God, have mercy on us if we ask something that's amiss, because we don't expect you to answer that. But, Father, in Jesus' name, so many standing in need of help on this evening. So I pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for your mercy, new mercies. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Your grace, hallelujah. Your strength, hallelujah. Glory be to God. I know I'm repeating it, but I want to say it again. We need your strength, hallelujah. I heard Hallelujah. The older we get, sometimes we have some challenges, but we know that, Lord God, as long as you go with us, we're going to make it. Glory be to God. For you are our strength. I remember when I used to walk a lot. I don't walk as much, but I want to walk some more, praise God, and I will, praise God. But I used to ask the Holy Spirit to get in my legs, and he would, hallelujah, and he'd come right along with me. He's in me, but yeah, he'd come right along with me and be the strength in my legs. Glory be to God. You are good. You said ask, and you shall receive. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Whatever we ask you, Lord God, hallelujah, in Jesus' name, you'll do it. Glory be to God. That's what your word says. Hallelujah. Praise God. I thank you, Heavenly Father, and I put in remembrance of all the good things you've done for us. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord God. Saving lives. Somebody got a diagnosis and they didn't know they were going to be here. But you said, yes, you're going to be here. You shall live and not die. Hallelujah. Glory be to God, and declare the mighty acts of God. Father, I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that our life is in your hand. And Jesus said in John 10:10b, I came, this is the purpose, Jesus came, that you might have life and life to the full. Father, forgive us if we've just been frivolous with the wonderful life that you spoke into existence to us. You gave us life, hallelujah, and we have eternal life if we've surrendered our lives to the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you so much, glory be to God, hallelujah, that you care so much for us, that you allowed your only begotten Son to sacrifice his life so that we could live. He said, I came. Jesus said, I came that you might have life and have it to the full. I receive it. I'll accept what you say. I'm in agreement with what you say, Father, and I thank you, Lord God, and I receive life to the full. So, yes, there's challenges that come to try to fight us, but you already said, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I thank you so much. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray, Lord God, for people everywhere. I lift up our leaders, those in positions of authority, those in the household of faith. Lord God, such challenging times for the body of Christ and the leadership within the body. Father God, I pray that people will get the message that they need to begin to look and see things from your perspective. You are our Father. Therefore, you may be Chinese, but if you've accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior, guess what? You're my brother. You're my sister in Christ. Hallelujah. I don't know why people think you're going to have a separate heaven for different ethnic backgrounds, but I don't believe that's the way you're going to have that. Hallelujah. We're all part of the body. Didn't you say in your word that we're members of the body of the Lord Jesus? Jesus is the head, and we are members of that body. We're in the same family. So how is it that we have so many issues with hatred and meanness toward one another because of maybe what we look like? Have mercy, Jesus, and forgive us. God, set us back on the right track and help us to have that mind that's like the Lord Jesus. He sacrificed his life and went through a cruel crucifixion for every human that's ever born. Glory be to God. Yes, some people have got it tangled up and messed up because they've not surrendered to the Lord. So the enemy has whispered sweet nothings in their ear, and they sit there and fool around and been hoodwinked by that. We pray that God, you cause those people who have been hoodwinked to be loose from the clutches of the influence of the enemy, and cause them, Lord God, to begin to see the truth which is Christ, in Jesus' name. I pray, Father, as you put people in our path, the Holy Spirit would tell us exactly what we need to say to draw them to you, and let my life be so that it will point others to Christ, in Jesus' name. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for our leadership in the White House, Lord God, our president, vice president. We pray, Lord God, for those in authority, Lord God, in the Senate, the House of Representatives, the floor. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we're praying for this upcoming election. There's an election coming this year. We're praying, Lord God, that you, Lord God, be in the midst of this election and let the right person, Lord God, become the leader of this great nation that you blessed us to be a part of. Yes, America is a great nation only because of you, Father. Have mercy and help us, Lord God, to get out there and make a difference, Lord God. Be a part of the solution, not a part of the problem. We ask you, Lord God, for liberty and freedom from addiction, strongholds, sin, sickness and diseases, all of that, respiratory issues and COVID and whatever it is, maybe cancer, or, Lord God, sugar, diabetes, high blood pressure. The blood of Jesus against us is already under the blood, and we thank you for the power of your word. We cry out to you, and we thank you for your healing. Your word teaches that, hallelujah, about healing, that with your stripes, Jesus went through that so that we could be healed. I agree with you, and I touch and agree, and I thank and praise you for divine healing. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I thank you, Father God. I pray, Father God, for liberty and freedom from strongholds and addictions. And we pray that every stronghold, Lord God, every bondage of addiction are pulled down and cast back to the very pit from which they came and be bound there until their day of judgment in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God. It's a righteous thing for you to recompense tribulation to those that trouble us. And we must realize it's not the person next door. It's not flesh and blood that we wrestle against, but it's principalities and powers and rulers of darkness. So we pray that you will nullify, dismantle, cancel, and stop all of that darkness, all of the wickedness, all of the, Lord God, the evil and the witchcraft, whatever it is, we bind it up in Christ Jesus' name, and we plead the blood of Jesus against it. We say, Lord God, hallelujah, victory belongs to the family of God, the body of Christ, the people of God, in Christ Jesus' name. We ask you for mercy on those that are not yet made a decision to surrender their lives to you. We pray, oh, Lord God, hallelujah, that people will wake up out of darkness and come to your marvelous light, because there's a banquet being prepared. Glory be to God. And you want to be at that banquet hosted by Jesus. Glory be to God. Father, we thank you right now. We bless you and we praise you. We honor you. We worship you. So many things to pray about. We've got students that are going to graduate soon. I pray that their needs are being met. I pray that, Lord God, that you put in their hearts the right direction. What, Lord God, what college maybe that they may want to go to. And I pray, Father God, what you have for them, it is for them, and no devil in hell to get in the way of that in Jesus' name. We pray for all of our young people in schools. We pray for their protection. We pray for their safety, Father God. Angels be in camp about them. Give the teachers wisdom, Lord God, and a heart to do what they're doing, not just for the paycheck, but a desire to be a good example, to point young people in the right direction if they're off track, in Jesus' name. Father, have mercy on today. Help us all, Lord God, to be the people that we're supposed to be in Christ Jesus' name. We thank you so much for what you're doing. Thank you, Lord God, for a roof over our head, the heater that works. Glory be to God. And we pray for those that have not been so fortunate. Some people are displaced because of disasters, Lord God, wars, devastations, Lord God. We pray for them everywhere in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you. You said, I'm not seeing the righteous forsaken, nor a seed begging bread. So I pray for those, Lord God, that have been placed in a situation because of something not of their doing. Have mercy and help. And I know that you'll make a way out of no way for them also in Jesus' name. We love you on today, Father. We thank you and we praise you. We pray for those in nursing homes, psychiatric facilities, hospitals, Lord God. We pray for caretakers everywhere. Some of them are heavily burdened, Lord God. Some have been taking care of little ones since they was little, and now they're adults, and they're still being the caretaker. We pray for those people's strength and their needs met, Father, in Christ Jesus' name. We pray for health care providers, Lord God. Some of them are distracted. We plead the blood of Jesus against these distractions in their life, but we pray that you will bless them to take good care of those that come to hospitals or medical facilities to get help, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you that you help us, Lord God. Some people don't have a way. They don't have insurance, but we know you make a way. Hallelujah. You'll help them still in Jesus' name. Lord, we love you on today. We thank you. We praise you. Thank you for your Holy Ghost. We pray that your Holy Spirit will continue to intercede on our behalf. Bless your people on this line. We pray for Minister BJ and touch and agree with the prayers that have already been gone up for her, her family, Lord God, and every person that's on this line. We lift them up, every preacher, every servant, every vessel, Lord God, those that don't even say anything. Special, Lord God, miracles to them in Christ Jesus' name. We love you on today. Jesus, we appreciate everything that you're doing for us day by day. We worship you now. We thank you now. We honor you, and we love you, Father. We pray the prayer of faith. Bless your people, Father God. Keep us all safe. In Jesus' name, I pray the prayer of faith, and by faith, I thank you that it's done. In Jesus' name, amen and hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Pastor Sanders is up there.
I'm here.
Yeah, you were supposed to be next, and then Mother McCormick.
Oh, all right, then. I didn't know I was supposed to be next. Thank you.
Oh, you didn't hear me at the time? Okay. God bless.
I'm here. Okay. Father God, we thank you, Lord Jesus. We lift your name on high, Father. You are such an awesome God. You're so all-wise, all-knowing God, all-loving God. And we come before you tonight saying thank you. Thank you, Father, for giving us a mind to do what's right. Father, help us to be able to, on this line and lines everywhere that are open in your name, Father, to be able to spread the word that men and women, boys and girls, would come to the full knowledge of you and your word, and that we would do things in the kingdom way. Father, we do know that it's trouble on every hand and all in this world, and things are going this way and that way, and always something going on, but we know that you are the lover of our souls, and we have to say thank you. Father, we come, we want to confess our faults and our sins before you, Father. Whatever we've done that has not been pleasing in your sight, Father, we ask that you point it out to us, that we won't keep habitually committing those things, all the iniquities that we do, Lord. But we honor you and we give you glory because, as bad as it is, we know without you it would be worse. Father, teach us to love one another. And as Pastor B.J. talked on earlier as she was praying, is strength in unity. And help us to unify on this line that we'll be able, Father, to spread the word more, even the more that people will realize that they need to make a change, and that change is in Christ Jesus our Lord. You said no other name on earth or anywhere else whereby men might be saved, but the name of Jesus. So we come, Father. We continuously come because you say we ought to pray without ceasing. We have prayers in our heart, in our spirit, without ceasing, because we know that you are the way, the only way. And, Lord, we just say thank you over and over. We thank you for all of the miracles that have been spoke of on this line and among people on this line, among the families. We hear miracles, and we see miracles every day. And some we have to ask, Lord God, for supernatural help. When natural help, what we're doing is not enough. Supernatural comes along beside our natural, and you make it work for us. And we thank you, Lord, and we want to tell you we love you. Father, we adore you. We can't say anything but good. Everything you do, you have a reason and a purpose for it, even though we don't understand it and we might not like some of the things. But you are God, and besides you, there is none other. Father, we pray for bereaved families on this line and anybody that hears and anybody that's affiliated with somebody on this line that is in bereavement. Father, we ask for your peace to fall upon them, Lord God. And even though we can't see it, because the Bible says nobody, never a traveler has come back to tell us about death, because death is a mystery. But if you anchored and secure in Jesus Christ, you believe what the words say, and it says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Amen. Father, we do give you honor and grace, and we ask, Lord God, so many prayers have gone up before me, and I agree with every one of them, because every one of them is of the word of God. And Father, right now we just ask you, if you would please, Father, send all of this COVID and all this respiratory, these stomach viruses and all these things that have come into the world, if you send them back to the pits, Lord, never to rise again, Father God. Thank you for the ones of us that have come through COVID and a whole lot of other things that you've come through. We've come through, Father. We came through because you were with us. And we praise you. We give you honor. We give you glory. We pray, Father God, for the homeless people at this time of year when the weather is getting so cold. We pray for them all the time, but especially this time, because it's a greater danger of death from the element. Father, we pray for the mentally ill. Father, we pray for every physical ailment, which I can't call all of them because I don't know all of them. But, Father, we pray for your mercy and your grace to fall upon your people, Father, and they would realize that it's you. Nobody can do these things but you. We praise you and we give you honor. And we bless your name, Father. We bless your holy and righteous name, Father, because you know all things. And the Bible says you do all things well. And for that reason, we bow before you tonight, Lord. We bow before you in humble praise and adoration to your name. Father, we thank you for everybody that's on this prayer line, those that won't had to get off, those that wanted to get on and couldn't get on, those that desire all day long and may fell asleep or whatever, Father, just bless them anyway, all of them, Father, bless them. Father, we thank you and we love you. And we ask all these blessings in the strong, awesome, and mighty name of Jesus. I say amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Could I sing a song on tonight? Oh, sorry. If I sing a song on tonight, I would say he's there all the time.
Yeah.
He is there all the time. And I just want to sing just a little bit of it, if that's okay. If I can. He's there all the time. He's there all the time. When seeing your problems is more than you can bear. Remember, he's there all the time. I just hit, that was just on my, in my spirit. I've been thinking about that song all day long. And I just want to give glory and honor to my Savior today. I just thank him right now for all that he is, all that he's going to do in our life. I just ask God to forgive me for every sin and fault that I might have said or done, that this prayer would not be hindered in any way. Father, I just want to thank you for how you just woke me up this morning, how you just breathed on me, how you just let me know that you, that I'm still here, that you are still open doors, making ways day after day, minute after minute, when we can't see our way, when we don't know how the way is going to be laid. I just thank you, Heavenly Father. And I just pray right now, Lord God, for your people. I just pray for the mind of people, Lord God, because there's so much that's happening in this world today. But we know, Heavenly Father, that you is a God that see and you know all things. And I just give glory and honor to you because I know your word tell us in Hebrews 4:16, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may attain mercy and find grace to help in a time of need. And knowing, God, that we are going through some things now, that it is a time of need. When you look around and just look and just see how things are happening, and if your eyes is open, you can see the things that's happened that's coming on the land today. And I just pray, Lord God, that you, Lord God, that you will continue to keep us, Lord God, as we travel, as we go places, as people get on the road and go to different places and jobs, how people just traveling on the highway, how they're traveling in buses, traveling on in planes, in trains, a boat, whatever way. God, I just pray for people, because as we live, as we go forward, as we go through life journey, we just don't realize, and I just thought about it, we don't realize how when we get on these highways, how the cars go so fast, how we travel so fast. And knowing it's nobody but the mercy of God that we are going on the road and going fast like we be going, and how God just have his angels all around us and protect us, even when people's in airplanes and people's on trains and people on buses or in on ships or whatever they may be in, even when people walking and going places. We always need our Heavenly Father, the Spirit of the Lord around us, wherever we go, because we just don't never know. We just don't never know what may come and what may go. So, God, I thank you, Lord God, for your anointed power. I thank you for letting us know, God, that we can come to you whenever we need, when we need you, when we are going through our problems, and when we're going through situations, we can come boldly to you and we can talk to you because you are that friend that's sticking closer than a brother. And we can call on your name and you'll come and see about us. And I just thank you, Lord God, because you let us know, let us not be weary in well-doing and do season. We'll reap and we faint not. So, God, I thank you for your word because you told us in the word, you said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added to our life. And so, God, I thank you, Lord God. I thank you for your anointed power. I pray right now for all the prayer warriors. I pray for Pastor Hubbard. I pray that you continue to look down on her and look down on her family as they go through the situation that they are going through right now. I pray that you will continue to shield and protect them in your name, Jesus. And I know, God, that you're going to bring them out. You've done it before, and you'll do it again. And so, God, we just have to believe it. We just have to speak those things, like you supposed to say a while ago. We just got to speak those things as though they are. We just got to speak it and declare these things because God is the only one that can help us to come forward and to bring us through our trials and our tribulations. When we look like when we come in it and we look like we're not going to come out, we got to realize, we got to catch hold on the word. We got to believe that word is the only thing that's going to bring us out. We got to let that word get in our spirit, like the sister say. We got to let that word get in us, and that we'll be able to bring that word forth. And if we can't do that but say, when we're going through some sickness, and we can't do nothing but say, Jesus, and he'll come and see about us, and he'll do it for us. And I just praise God for all of what he's doing in the sake of God's life as they go through the trials and the tribulations. And if we can just hold on, if we can just hold on, God will come and see about us. He will come and see about us. He may not look like he's coming, but he's working out some things behind the scenes. And he will come and see about you. And I praise God for all that he's doing and all that he's going to do in the name of Jesus. So I just thank you, Heavenly Father. I just thank you right now. And I pray for the sick and afflicted everywhere. I pray for those that's going through different sickness in their body on tonight. And I pray, Lord God, for those that's going through, don't have no place to live on tonight. They might be out in the cold like the sister said a while ago. I pray for those people that's out there in that cold, because it is cold outside. And I just pray for them. And I pray, and I'm so grateful, Lord God. And when we think about it, we got to realize that God will make a way when it looks like the way can't be made. He'll turn some things around, and he'll fix it for us if we can just only believe that all things are possible for those that believe. So I thank you, Heavenly Father. I thank you right now, Lord God, because you told us, God, you said, let not our heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. And you told us to come boldly to the throne. You told us that word keep coming back. We come boldly. Just come boldly. And don't leave nothing out. Don't try to hide nothing, because he knows all about it. Just come boldly to him. And just tell him what your problem is. Just tell him what's going on with you. Just tell him why you can't do this or why you can't do that. Just come boldly and just explain it to him, because you already know what's going on in your life. All you got to do is just open up to it and just tell him what you need and what need to be done in your life. And he'll open the door. He'll make the way for you. And wait on it. Wait on it and watch you come and see about it. Trust in the Lord. He said that word. That's his word. That's his word. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart, and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he'll direct your path. Trust God. Like Pastor Holly said, trust him when you can't trust him. Just trust him, and he'll fix it. He'll work it out. And so, God, I thank you tonight. I just honor you tonight, and I pray for you, for the people. There's so much to pray about, so much to thank you about. And just thank you, Lord. Just praying for all those prayer warriors that's already prayed on the line, all the praying for their family, the things that they've been through, the things that they are needing you to do in their life. God, I know you're working it out behind the scenes right now. I know you're turning some things around. And praying, Lord God, for my family, Lord God. Praying, Lord God, for my nieces and my nephews and my daughters and my son-in-laws and my grandsons. Praying, my granddaughters, just praying for all of them in the name of Jesus. Just praying that God will touch their hearts and touch their minds and open up doors and move the blinders off eyes of not only my family but other families. Just pull blinders off people's eyes, because so many are blind and think they see it and they're not seeing it. So, God, I pray for the people, Lord God. My heart go out, Yalaboshi. My heart go out for people when they're walking around and they think they got it made. They think they going the right way and they're going the wrong way. My heart goes out for them in the name of Jesus. So, God, help us. Help us to keep our focus. Help us to be real at what we do. Help us to live a life. Let our light shine, that somebody might see the Jesus in our life. That we don't want to just live in all kind of ways, but just live a life that people will see the Jesus in our life. And so, God, I thank you right now. I pray for the body of Christ as a whole. I pray for all the minister, all the fivefold minister. I pray for all, God, in the name of Jesus, that you will touch us all and keep us, Lord God, as we walk this journey, as we go through, in the name of Jesus. We love you, Lord. I appreciate you, Lord. I thank you. And I pray that God will continue to look on those that's going through the sickness in their body, or going through with their throat, God. I pray for that. Help us all, God. Continue to hold on and keep the faith and keep looking to you in a day and time like this. We bind any kind of spirit, anything that's not like you, that try to hinder your people from serving you, from going forth. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God for the power of prayer tonight. I want to find out whether the prophet got a word or anything for the body tonight.
No.
Okay, then. Well, we'll get ready to take prayer requests. For anyone that has a request, we want to take those prayer requests now. And thanking him for the power of prayer and of the anointing, and for the testimony of the healing power of him, of what he's already done. And I give him glory for the prayers that I've received. Okay, then we don't have it. Oh, wait a minute. I got a couple of people's lines still open. I had the prayer warriors' lines open. Just a moment. Okay, I had my hands in something. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your name, God. I thank you for the prayers that went forth to prayer. Lord, thank you for those that are hurting and going through, and those, glory to God, that believe in God for great things and moving on their behalf right now in Jesus' name. Okay, let me see another line because I used the phone this time. Thank you, Jesus. All right, let me keep some lines open. A couple more people that lines need to be open. Okay, now everybody can open it if they have a prayer request. Okay, we don't have any prayer requests tonight. We thank God for those that have already been moved by the Spirit for the things that been prayed in time past, or been praying throughout the day or throughout the week, and coming into this new week and greater things yet to come, even the things, glory to God, that we've already, glory to God, challenged, even at this moment. Thank God for already moving on our behalf. He is an awesome God, and I do give him praise again for even saying the COVID, but it was a mild case. I thank God it was mainly in the sinuses. I thank God for just not allowing all those other things that you hear all the time that some people go through. So I'm blessing the Lord with speaking and decreeing it, but we still believe God, and sometimes we can stand on things that it'll always be manifested right then. But I do give God glory and thank God for touching the rest of the family and touching Mother McCormick, and thank you for Pastor and all the wonders of what you did in Mother McCormick, Mother Willette, Mother Alexander body too, and also the Lori and Rachel bodies too as well. Father, we pray right now because I didn't get the calling, but Mother McCormick asked about him today, too, and I was praying the other night with Mother Alexander with Brother Black, but we are praying. She asked about him. God, help me in this, letting it slip, and help all of us just remember when one of us is missing that we'll check in. But God, I pray right now for him, touch him, strengthen him, encourage him, and pray, glory to God, that all be well. Help me even to remember tonight, if need be, to call and check on our brother in the name of Jesus, and pray that no matter what, the enemy is not coming up against his body, but if he did, we know that he got to loose his hold. He cannot hold him fast. And pray if there's other challenges that he might have came through. God, we ask you, Lord God, to manifest yourself. Let him know that we pray. Sometimes we get a little child caught up with the things that's going on around us. Sometimes we may allow some things to slip. But God, you know where our heart is as we're trying to still give you what belongs to you. So forgive us in Jesus' name for anything that we might miss in whatever way. Thank you for the prophet that you pray for, woman of God, and thank you, Lord God, for again for divine connection. And as we prepare ourselves for the fourth Sunday, we are praying, glory to God, that you administer and move miraculous in the vehicle, the vessel that you use. And God, every day, even in the midst of this weather that's changing up again, glory to God, to get 60 and 70 is open the door for pneumonia. If we don't be watchful, if people don't be watchful, and so many are going to jump out there with their shorts on, jump out there with this on and that on, and even sometimes not even dressing the children. My God, we pray against any doors that have been set up for a trap for the Lord God, open up more doors for the Philip hospitals with more situations and stuff. God, I'm praying, give the doctors and the nurses and all the staff the wisdom. They get tired out and wore out, but some just mean and just don't care anymore, God. And sometimes they're because they didn't, that they're not being treated fairly. God, we are praying, turn it around. Bless the soul, God, in a miraculous way. move miraculously. Thank you for the prayers that went forth for the teachers and instructors and whatever. We are praying for the protection even more so. Even in this time for graduation, the devil is trying to take so many of them away from what God's destiny is for their lives. But we are believing God for it, not only for ours in the body of Christ, but so many of our youth. Give them an opportunity to live and to be saved and to be used and make a difference in this society. We thank you for keeping our minds and our bodies every day to pray for Evangelist Noel, God, for her body and the enemy still fighting her with that sciatic nerve. God, that's trying to keep her from moving like she needs to and that thing going up and down her hip and so forth in her leg. We pray, God, for deliverance. I thank you for even the manifestation, even more for even lifting some of this off of mine. It's not as bad, but we are thanking you in the midst of all of my appointments, all five of them that had to be canceled this week. We're thanking you, Lord, that you keep me and you blessing, and no matter what, between the therapy and whatever else, the shots, the high ever, you, glory to God, are the one that's keeping all of us. So our trust and faith is in you. Thank you for the joy of the Lord being our strength and trusting you more every day. We love you today, and I thank you for these your people as we depart from this phone and not your presence. Pray for Mother Kadia. Pray, glory, for Mother Ellie. Pray, glory to God, for Mother Cam. Pray, glory to God, for Mother Freeman. Bless those women of God and touch in a miraculous way in the name of Jesus. Ah, God, we glorify you. You're so wonderful. And we bless you in the name of Jesus. And even our mother, Alexander, coming up on 87, or is it 88? 88. We thank God for that miraculous woman of God walking around and moving. Glory to God. You think she's in her 30s or 40s someday. In the name of Jesus, we bless you all for her standing in faith, and all of you that are standing in faith and standing on the word. I thank you for the power of the anointing that's flowing through you all, and the love and the you have for God and for God's people and for myself and the prayers. I give glory and honor to all that God is doing. Prayer, glory. I give the death demon, the COVID demon, every foul spirit of sickness and disease, demonic force, every trip, snare, plot, plan, or trip up, glory to God, to have incidents, accidents. We bind you up and loose you from your assignment and go back to the dry place once you come. We call that, glory to God, the joy, the peace, the strength, the courage, healing, wholeness, and an opening to in our hearts to be able to receive the fullness of God's love to pour it back out, and also the Rhema Logos word and the wisdom and discernment to operate in it in these gifts that God gives us. The weapons of the warfare, not carnal, but mighty through the pulling down of strongholds. Help us to cancel out every assignment that try to come into our imagination. And we come against these death threats and also the tormenting spirits to try to keep us from resting and sleeping and the insomnia through pain and whatever else. We rebuke, bind, and loosen, go back to the dry place, and we speak that we will rest properly, sweet sleep, and glory to God, and revelation knowledge to be able to have, to give to whoever God says, and even for our own selves, and to walk in obedience with it. So we bless you tonight and speak blessings and glory and joy and peace and a financial blessing as well and some debt cancellation, but encouragement and a hunger and a thirst for more of God's word. I love you. God bless you. Shalom, shalom, shalom. And bind up any transferring spirits. We speak blessings. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Thank you, Jesus. You're worthy of the praise. You're worthy of the praise. No matter what it looks like right now, we're going to praise you in advance. Thank you.
Yes,
shalom.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Jesus, thank you, Lord, to be able to bless and cook myself something to eat. Thank you, Jesus.